Ah, yes. Greetings and salutations to all my fellow music nerds and melomaniacs, my lovers of liner notes, my shoegazing pedalboard pundits, my vocal vagabonds, bass-thumping bohemians, and knuckle-dragging drum-skinned slackers. I love you all. You're my people. We, as a community, we geek out over songwriting, production, music theory, all those elusive details that make great songs what they are. And irregardless of genre, we celebrate the art of making music because that is what we do. And we know full well that as musicians, we bring the world together. We know everybody envies who we are, right? But we keep it under our hats. So welcome to the Phantom Power Music Review. This is a show where we review music. This is a listener-supported value cast. There's no ads, there's no commercials, there's no sponsors. And if you like it, if it brings value into your life, I would ask that you give me some value in return, be it with your time, your talent, or your treasure. And I would hope that you do the same for all of the artists that we feature on this show and all of our other shows. That is what Value for Value is about. It's not just about Bitcoin. It's not just about the money. It is, of course, also about your time and your talent. So, as always, welcome your feedback, your song suggestions, your artist suggestions. You can reach out to us on Noster, Telegram, Mastodon, Instagram, all of that stuff, right? All right, let's get going. We are going to check out a band out of Tallahassee, Florida for our first song today. And today is Friday, April 5th. And I saw this band live the other night here in Nashville. They were on tour, small little club, perfect place to see a band like this. They're a trio, they killed it. So we are gonna check out I Need a Little, and then we'll come back and break it down. Are you ready? If you dig it, you gotta boost it. Let's go.
I paint the
couldn't help but play along a little bit with that. Oh, wow. Welcome back to the 1970s, where everything was kick-ass grooves and recorded to tape, huh? Like, that is just such a great, full, analog-sounding product, right? I mean, I would love to know what mic pre's and everything that they used for it, and what mics specifically. But man, that just brought back Allman Brothers vibes, Black Crowes, Blackwater Smoke, right? Definitely. I mean, gee, what a shock. These guys are from Tallahassee, right? I mean, Allman Brothers, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Heavier Tom Petty, right? Just beautiful, beautiful tones all the way through it. So for the first thing, of course, that's going to catch your attention right off the bat is, did you notice that when the drums came in and you were clapping along, did you notice that you had to change your clapping pattern, right? Why is that? They started the song, that first chord, that C sharp, D flat, whatever you want to call it. They started on the upbeat of one, right? On the and of four. So for those of you who don't know music theory, think of it simply in terms of, in this four beat phrase, you have eight segments of it. One and, two and, three and, four and, right? So they started this track on the and, as we say, the and of four, right? So that if you start clapping like, ba-da-da-da-da, like you're going to be off right off the bat. So it isn't until the drummer comes in that you realize, oh, they started on the end of, they started just before the first measure on that, right? Love that trick. And then they pulled you back into it before verse two when they did it. Just lovely, 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 lovely little tricks like that. Okay, then we go into the verse. Did you pick up on the congas? Ooh, nice touch. Really nice touch. And I love how they, when the vocals came in, as I always like to say, you got to leave room for the vocalist, right? The guitar player, who is actually the lead singer on this, adjusts his part so that you can focus on the lyrics. Wonderful job. The pre-chorus, notice how, you know, as I said, you know, they're pretty much in C sharp, and the chord progression is 1-7-4, which, okay, now we're doing blues, so it's a flat 7, which is, if you remember from last week's show, it's similar to Moneymaker, right? So those are your chords throughout the whole song. But I love how they used the major 2, to go into the chorus. The major 2, sometimes we call it the 5 of 5, because if we're in this key, C sharp, and we go up 5, right? Now you go up another 5, but you use this as your bass note. That is the 5 of 5, or the major 2 of this C sharp key that we're in. That is such a great trick to open it up from an audio perspective and to get the listener to go, ooh, what's coming? It's really cool. Great trick, sexy 2-bar phrase to take you into the chorus. In the chorus, did you notice measures 9 through 12, drummer goes double time. Wonderful way to create a sense of urgency and to expand the tune. They go back to the intro riff to take you into verse 2. Did you notice the lead lines on the guitars are now doubled and really separated in your ears, really panned properly? And I will say it once again, please, if you love music, your earbuds are great for phone calls, but they suck for listening to music. Get yourself a nice pair of cans, get yourself some nice monitors. You can really hear how well they mic'd and engineered that, right? So that takes you into the verse. You go back to the pre-chorus with that 5 of 5. You go to the chorus again. And then there is some great ear candy in the bridge, aside from the side stick on the drums. But the chord progression in the bridge is essentially 5 flat 7 4. So here's your 5. Here's your flat 7. right? Nice way to change it all up as the drummer goes sidestick. Sound, you know, the drummer is sounding a little bit like Stuart Copeland from The Police, right? There's your 5-7-4. Oh, excuse me. I did that wrong. 5-7, then your 4. Right? But then to get you out of it, they go flat 6, flat 7, and then up to the 1. It sounds like they're taking you to church, baby, and I love it. Absolutely love it. And then we got a great double time solo to go out after that chorus, and the harmonized lead lines on the guitar are fantastic. Those are just the little things that stood out to me when I listened to that. And again, I saw these guys live this week, and as a trio, man, they killed it. They absolutely killed it. The drummer, everybody in this band is fantastic. The drummer, I was standing there talking to the guys from their label. They're on an indie label. And I said, their drummer reminds me of John Bonham and Buddy Rich. Like, they gave the drummer probably 32 measures of a solo in one of their songs, and the dude went full on Buddy Rich on me. And it was just, it was glorious. So you can tell these guys are students. And the bass player, all groove. And as all good bass players do, he just lays it down. He finds the right spaces to insert his passing tones, and he doesn't brag with his instrument. And you can tell there's a lot of maturity in his playing because he's got the chops. Every now and then he'd go, he'd drop something in there. That shows you he's got maturity and he's got the chops, but he knows his place in the groove. And this was a great show, and I love this tune. Really happy that these guys are in the Valleyverse. Cool? All right, let's move on. Next up, we're going to look at a song called Do It Now, from a duo called Club of Droids. Love that name. Let's check it out and we'll break it down. Well, that is an interesting track.
I mean,
as a society, as listeners, we're so preconditioned to hearing intro, verse, chorus, bridge, solo, chorus, out, right? So then when you get something like this, it stands out. It's so new. It's so different. You almost don't know what to think about it. Is it art rock? Is it, as I was saying, with respect to like Jack Femister's latest work, Art for Art's Sake? Is it something to just work out to? Is it something that you wouldn't listen to at all because it's aggressive and it's outside of the norms of what we hear in pop or hip hop or country? I would challenge you to go back and listen to that a couple of times. And like, first off, start with the drums. Listen to how well that drum kit is EQ'd, particularly the kick drum, the low end kick drum that you hear all throughout that track. And then I would challenge you to listen to all the different fills that the drummer is doing. There are times when you can tell drum parts are snapped to the grid. And what I mean by that is that sloppy playing is corrected by a digital metronome, right? You can line all of this stuff up and snap it to the grid. But when you do that, the song loses its soul. I would argue that this drummer, however many takes it took and however exhausted this individual was, I would argue that this whole thing was live, because you can feel that drum kit push and pull a little bit against the beat. And I love the fills. Some of those snare fills are so fluid and tight that you know, oh, there's no way in hell they snapped that to the grid. It would have ruined it, right? And you can make the argument, yeah, this is really boring because it's really only two chords. And all right, they go up to the minor third and then they just stick to the tonic at the end. But isn't this still what music is? Just because it's outside of the norms of what you would typically listen to on radio around town or on Spotify, why would you not put this in your playlist as well? It's a great track for exercising too. It's a great track to get pumped up. You need something to get you going in the morning? Dude, do it now. Put this one on, right? The reason why I chose this is when it started, I had no idea where they were going to go. And I was left even more confused once the drums came in, starting and stopping, stuttering, like, all right, where the hell is this going to go? And I was really hooked by it, and I stuck around and listened to the whole thing and said, yeah, I'm going to put this on the show because I love how it surprised me. I love how it surprised me. And I'm a big fan of bands and genres and artists that will do that. In many respects, it reminded me of Art of Noise. So, you know, there's not a whole hell of a lot to break down in terms of theory on this, but I wanted to talk about the culture of this song and what these two guys are creating. These two guys being Johan Bring and Henrik Holmlund. I think Johan is in Sweden. I think I had him on one of his songs on one of my other shows, so I'm assuming that they're both in Sweden. But if this is a challenging listen to you, I would encourage you to go back and think about two things. Number one, pay attention to the drums. And number two, think about how this format is so different and where you could fit something like this into your life. Because to me, that's the value of a song like this, of an art piece like this. Right? Cool? All right, let's completely change gears and do something, as Mr. Cleese would say. And now for something completely different. Before we get to our last song, I wanted to remind you guys of some of the other great music shows that are in this space. Homegrown Hits, that comes out on Thursdays. Mutton, Mead, and Music. It's a Mood. Lightning Thrashes is great if you love metal. Sir Libre puts together an awesome show.
Of course, you've got Boostagram Ball with the Dutch Duke of Decentralized Music, Mr. Adam Curry, right? You've also got the Sidestream Music Podcast. You've also got Upbeats with Salty Crayon. Love that dude down in Texas. Had a nice little conversation with Salty over the weekend. We were catching up. Before the Schemes, which happens before Behind the Schemes, that's also a great music show. I would also encourage you guys to dive through LN Beats and look at all the songs that are there. And of course, you can always go to Wave Lake and dive into their catalog. And they host some podcast stuff as well. Shout out to Sam and Michael. Looking forward to seeing you guys here this summer. The Dorfel brothers, that whole family, they host a podcast Friday nights, Into the Dorfelverse. You guys should check that out. There is also Radio Stereon. That's a good one to check out. And then there is Radio V with Jimmy out of Canada. I hope Jimmy's doing well. Haven't heard from him recently. There is also Sats and Sounds, and there is Smash My Records. And I hope you guys are diving into all of these different podcasting 2.0 apps and finding the right apps for you. There is Podcast Guru, there is Podverse, Fountain, CurioCaster. Go to the Podcasting Index 2.0 and you can find all of these apps on there. And there's also websites and progressive web apps like TrueFans.fm that are coming in hard and heavy in the music world. So there's a lot of opportunities out there for finding the right app and a lot of shows that play this music. So I just wanted to give a shout out to my other show hosts, as well as the apps and the PWAs that are making all of this possible. All right, let's bring up the last song. We're going to listen to Liv Faith and her country ballad called Settle Down here on the Phantom Power Music Review.
Something about the way you smile makes me want to drive this car around and show you all my favorite places. Yeah, you make me want to skip all the basics. Something about the way you laugh makes me wanna hold your hand and introduce you to my dad and my mama. Boy, you make me wanna skip all the drama. Why don't we forget about the small talk, baby? Settle down and buy a little house, one we like on the edge of town. And I know we're young, but I don't care. As long as I'm with you, I'd go anywhere. Pulled me closer and leaned on in. I fell in love when I saw you grin. Talked for hours on your back porch. Could have stayed forever till we saw that storm. And I was wearing your favorite jacket. Did I tell you that it felt like magic? Why don't we forget about the small talk? You town, and I know we're young, but I don't care as long as I'm with you. Why don't we forget about the small talk, baby? Give each other all that we got, and maybe we can settle down and buy a little house when we like on the edge of town. And I know we're young, but I don't care as long as I'm with you.
So that is Liv Faith with her country ballad, Settle Down. And I really think this is a great example of what is working in country music today, especially on the female side. She kind of reminds me of a young Kelsea Ballerini, right? This works great for the female artist. If a male artist was singing this, and trust me, in Nashville, like, they could easily take this song, change the pronouns, change a couple lines, and have a guy do it. But 9 times out of 10, it would turn into bro country. They'd throw some hip-hop beats underneath it. They'd throw some other cultural appropriations from other genres, throw it on top, and it would be bro country, right? I mean, I think male country artists have forked country music and turned it into Ethereum, for lack of a better term. But the female artists are really the ones that are upholding the genre right now. And this is a good example of what works. What sells me on this track is her delivery, because her delivery is in concert with the emotion that she is portraying. Lyrically, she's obviously talking about finding a man to settle down with, but notice how she describes that feeling. She describes it with some very comfortable metaphors, very relaxed, some easy alliterations, right? And her vocal delivery matches that. Like, you know, when you think about, like, when you find that person, for those of you who have your life partner, when you find that person, you're kind of like, ah, oh, man, finally found that person, right? Like there's an ease, there's a calm that comes over you. So to me, what really sells it is her delivery is in concert with the lyrics. From a performance standpoint, I really enjoyed the fact that she did not use her full voice. She didn't belt anything out. She could have changed the key on this. She could have dropped the key down maybe a step and a half. She's got the range for it. On the low end, you can tell. But she could have easily changed the key and then, like, really belted out the choruses. And I speak a lot about having the maturity as an artist to know what's best for the song. And I think that she's on to something here. I think the key choice is indicative of the sentiment and the lyrics and the delivery. And I also think, based upon her choices here, that she's got some better stuff up her sleeve. And I don't mean that in terms of, yeah, this is pretty good. What else you got? I mean that, like, the maturity in the choices that she displayed with her vocal delivery makes me believe she's got some songs out there where she'll just, you know, shatter the glass, so to speak. As far as tones go, very nice electric guitar tones, very spacey, very dreamy, very airy. Synonymous with the emotions that you go through in this type of settings. Love the accents from the bass player, the upbeats in the second verse that helps kind of pick up the intensity. It's always nice to hear good layering like that, so that each verse is a little more intricate than the last. Drum tones are right in line with what's hot today. Very compressed, very crunchy. You know, you can still hear the softness of the snare on the attack, but the after effect, that crunch, is very nice. Chord progressions, right? Intro and the chorus, for those of you keeping track, 41-65, verses are pretty much 14-65. Couple of holds on the dominant here and there just to push the transition. standard stuff, right? Works great. Works great every time. But again, like there's just great images and symbolism in the lyrics, and this type of work is very relatable to, quite frankly, middle America. This is what works, and Liv did a great job on this. Great song. So I enjoyed this, but more so, I can tell that she's got some bigger and better stuff up her sleeve based upon the maturity of her delivery, right? Cool. All right, let's do some thank yous, some boosts, and some zaps for the past week. Shall we, PW?
Let's begin, shall we?
Ah, the great Pee Wee Herman. The world is not the same without him, man. All right, so we did boosts and zaps and said our thank yous at the end of the Jack Femister interview on this past Sunday for the Artist Hour. Got a lot of nice comments about that. Chad F., thank you very much for diving in to that, as well as Tone Wrecker. Definitely think you guys would dig his stuff the deeper you get into it. Also, big thank you to the following people who chimed in over, not just on Fountain, but also on Get Albie. Radio Michael, thank you, sir. Two users over there, 643-262-43 and 538-12360. You guys were listening a lot this week, and I thank you very much for that. D-Based Ghost, Nesty Anate, Dovi Das, Bud Tender, Andy Breakheart. Andy, I hope you're doing well, man. Every time I hear your music, man, it just brings a smile to my face. You remind me of Violent Femmes and the Dead Milkmen, man. And those are high-value artists in my book. Adam Curry, the Dutch Duke of Decentralized Music. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for listening. John SBRT, The Trusted. Thanks, fellas. Looking forward to talking with you guys this weekend. Dude with Ears, thank you. I'm Appy. Sandy Meyer. Nate Jonovan, who was very complimentary of The Trusted and their world debut this week. Batvin321. That just sounds like an old malt liquor, doesn't it? Batvin321. Works every time. Cannabis Records. Yeah. Great meeting you guys. Thank you for all the boosts and zaps this week. And of course, Anonymous, whomever they are. So thank you guys so much for listening to the Phantom Power Music Review this week. I think this is number 19. Pretty neato. Appreciate all the support. I got a lot of really good feedback this past week, so that was awfully nice to hear. I cannot do the show without your guys' support, so thank you guys so much. And we will see you Sunday for the next version of the Phantom Power Artist Hour. See ya.